Aides to the new president are also preparing an executive order that would begin the process of shutting down the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Late last night, the Obama administration instructed military prosecutors to seek a 120-day suspension of legal proceedings involving detainees at Gitmo. A military judge suspended the trials of five detainees this morning. Shayna Cadedal is the managing attorney for the Guantanamo Project for the Center of Constitutional Rights based in New York City. We spoke with him today about the leaked announcement regarding the new administration's executive order on Guantanamo Bay.
You know, we knew that there was going to be a symbolic executive order saying, that Obama aspired to close down Guantanamo, but didn't really provide any details. And it sounds from the leaked drafts that are circulating that is what is going to happen pretty soon. In terms of the military commission cases, they bought themselves 4 months to figure out what to do with the cases, but we are pretty confident that they're going to shut down the military commission system at Guantanamo once and for all. As to the rest of the detainees, the vast majority who will never be charged either by military commission or in conventional federal criminal courts, we don't think it's going to take a year to close the place down and get them home. Obama has to make the decision whether or not he wants to criminally charge people or whether he wants to send them home, and there's really no other alternative out there. We think that there'll probably be about, maybe two dozen people based on the government's existing allegations who, have some ties to significant ties to al-Qaeda who they'll try to charge criminally in federal courts, and then the rest of them have to be sent back, the other 220-odd detainees. And the problem is not sending most of those folks home. They are, by and large, Guantanamo was filled with people who never should have been there in the first place, people who were, sent in because of bounties by corrupt Pakistani policemen or hungry villagers or rival warlords. Now, the problem is that out of that group of 220 who won't be charged, there are about 50 or 60 who come from countries that have horrible human rights records where we would ordinarily never send anybody, places like Libya, Tunisia, Uzbekistan. For those folks, the real hard challenge of closing Guantanamo is finding them a safe place to go, a country essentially to get asylum in. That's going to require some really strong multilateral efforts, diplomatic efforts with our European partners and some other countries as well, probably, for each of them to take, five or a dozen or something like that of these people who can't be sent safely to their home countries. The rest of the challenges are pretty easy. I could see the resettlement challenge for the people who need asylum taking the better part of a year, but not moving the rest of the people home or charging people criminally in federal courts.
During the campaign, then-Senator Obama said that in place of the military commissions, he would prefer to see prosecutions in federal courts or perhaps in proceedings in the existing military justice system, which provides legal guarantees similar to those of American civilian courts. Again, Shayna Cadedal from the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York City.
First of all, the existing military commission system is absolutely untenable. It was designed from the start to launder evidence garnered through torture, and there's no way they can continue, this 120-day delay that they're seeking is really just a formality so that they can get something else in place before they drop charges against people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. That said, I think the regular federal criminal courts are unequivocally the sort of way that the president should go here. I mean, they've proved themselves able to try terrorism suspects, al-Qaeda suspects, even in the 93 World Trade Center bombing and the 98 embassy bombings. Classified evidence and things that you hear might be problems in federal criminal court really aren't. The courts are well-equipped to deal with terrorism trials. On the other hand, I think it would be a grave mistake to try to use courts-martial, that is the type of court that we use to try our own servicemen for offenses against the law of war, to try to use those to try terrorism suspects. I mean, first of all, it would require, a tremendous redesign of that system, which is really designed to try our own servicemen. They couldn't use the existing statute to try terrorism suspects, so they'd have to create a whole new system, and that would look to the rest of the world, like an ad hoc system that was designed to try these people who we tortured. Then beyond that, they carry the military label. They are military courts, and in the rest of the world, that's, associated with periods of military dictatorship. It just doesn't convey the same sort of credibility that you expect from regular courts. And then finally, there's a big legitimacy problem. When Khalid Sheikh Mohammed made his first appearance before the world in mid-2007, he said, "Look, I feel bad that women and children died on 9/11, but that's what happens in war, and I'm a warrior." He wants himself to be seen as a military figure rather than a criminal, and he wants the people who died on 9/11 to be seen as collateral casualties in some larger war. rather than murder victims. And that is, you know, precisely the reason we should not try people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in any kind of military court, even one with good procedural guarantees.